Welcome to Legislative Report with Lancaster County Representative Stephen Mentzer. Representative Mentzer, you are one from the Lancaster County delegation who sent a letter to Governor Tom Wolf with an urgent message. You want him to keep public schools open in Pennsylvania. It's all tied to a supplemental spending bill that was passed. Tell us about that.
Well, of course, we've been trying now for the last year to fund a budget, a 15-16 budget, and we've attempted to do some overrides. We've attempted to pass emergency funding budgets, and this last budget that we passed and put on the governor's desk in December, he blue-lined a lot of lines. They only wound up being about 13% of the entire budget, but they were significant. And one of the blue lines was education funding. And, we really think that's really not necessary at this point. Basically, that we have funding to keep these schools open, and we believe this funding should go to these schools. And that's one of the reasons we wrote the letter to the governor. We just don't think that we should use schools as a negotiating tact for the budget moving forward.
This spending bill, which is House Bill 1801, at the time that we're recording this, the governor still has not done anything with it yet. He has threatened a veto. Does this bill also address the needs for agricultural funding?
Absolutely. It takes care of every single line item. I think what we have to remember now is the 15-16 budget goes from June of 2015 to June of 2016. Now, we only have a certain amount of revenue. We know there was no vote to increase taxes and increase in revenues, and so we got to work with what we have. So we proposed this $30 billion budget, which will cover all of the items in the budget to be paid in full. In fact, I think it includes a $200 million increase in education spending. I mean, it's too late now to discuss what kind of a budget there should be for 15 and 16, because we only have a set amount of revenue to work with.
And the House also passed medical marijuana legislation this week. How did you vote, and how did you feel about the bill?
Well, I think everyone wants to see kids with multiple seizures and cancer patients and the terminally ill get help. And I have some real compassion there. So this was a very, very tough vote for me. The SB3 had over 200 amendments at the beginning and wound down to 50. I had two of them. One amendment would expand clinical trials, which is a safer way to test these cannabis extracts to find out whether they're going to be effective and what side effects they might have. Unfortunately, that amendment failed. I also had another amendment to eliminate the idea of being able to use vaporization or e-cigarettes. I felt that might create more incentive for first-time teenage users to use it illegally. And the straw that broke the camel's back was they lifted a limit on the amount of THC, which is a cannabinoid that you get the high from. They lifted the limit for medical use from a cap of 10% per dose to an unlimited amount of THC per dose. And I just, without medical facts or a medical professional or medical research, I just didn't think that was prudent. So I had to cast a no vote.
Representative Mentzer, we thank you for another legislative report.